3 months from now, American citizens will go to the voting booth to determine who will be the next president of the United States.
3个月之后，美国的公民就会跑要需要投票决定下一任的美国总统是谁。
Many Christians are concerned about that choice.
对，很多基督徒他对这个选择呢非常的关心。
On one hand, many Christians are concerned about President Obama's pro-choice stance.
因为许多人呢，一方面呢，他们很担心这个奥巴马总统呢，他对于这个赞成堕胎的这个态度。
They're concerned that when he was a member of the Illinois legislation, he even voted against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, which would have protected the lives of infants who would have been born after an unsuccessful abortion.
因为这些基督徒呢，他们担心说，因为在奥巴马在伊利诺州当这个参议员的时候呢，他还反对一个法律，这法律呢是保护这个活着出生婴儿的这个保护法，这个法律是保护婴儿在一个不成功的堕胎的过程之后，出生还活着的话呢，保护他们。
On the other hand, some Christians are concerned about voting for Governor Romney.
那另外一方面呢，有些基督徒他也很担心，如果选到这个 Romney 州长的话呢
？They are concerned that if a Mormon becomes a president, that it will legitimize a false religion, and as a result, more people will end up becoming Mormons.
对于基督徒他们担心，如果选了一个摩门教徒来当总统的话呢，他可能就会把摩门教这个合法化，那这样子的话呢，就会把这个所谓异端就合法化了。
You may be a Christian today and have other concerns about President Obama or Governor Romney.
所以或许许多其他的基督徒呢，他对于不管是奥巴马总统还是那个Romney州长呢，都还有其他的考虑。
So whether it's President Obama or whether it's Governor Romney, American Christians will have to decide how they will respond to a government authority who does not share at least some of their Christian values.
那不论是选奥巴马总统还是选这个 Romney 州长，这些现在的这个基督徒公民呢，都必须要面临一个选择，就是说他们可能选出来的总统不一定会完全认同他们一些基督徒的观念。
Some of you will return to countries where you experience even less religious freedom than we do here in the United States.
那在我们在座当中，有一些可能要回到自己的国家，在那些地方呢，可能他们能够享受的。这个信仰的自由呢，可能更少。
In fact, in order to become to find a job in the government, you might have to keep your faith a well-guarded secret.
那有时候可能你想要在政府里面有工作的话呢，你必须要隐瞒自己是基督徒的身份。
How should Christians in these countries respond to government authorities who actually discourage the practice of Christianity?
所以当这些执政掌权者他们对你自己的信仰不鼓励的时候呢，那你应该怎么样反应呢？
Then there are some countries in this world, like North Korea and Iran, where government authorities not only discourage the practice of Christianity, but actually persecute people who practice Christianity.
那在有一些国家，譬如说像北韩，或者是像在伊朗。他们的执政掌权者呢，不光只是不鼓励基督徒的这些做法，他们甚至于呢，会逼迫基督徒的一些行为。
So how should Christians respond to these oppressive government authorities?
那所以在这些基督徒他怎么样对这些压制性的执政掌权者做出一些反应呢
？This is not just a 21st century problem.
那其实这不光只是21世纪的问题。
It was also a first.Century problem.
这个也是第一世纪的问题。
When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, the Caesar in that or the emperor at that time was Nero.
当这个使徒保罗他对于在罗马书里面写这封信的时候呢，那个时候的执政掌权者呢是尼禄王。
And Nero was not very nice to Christians.
那尼禄王对基督徒是很不友善。
Listen to how Tacitus, a first century Roman historian, describes Nero's treatment of Christians.
我们来听听看呢，这个在第一世纪的罗马历史学家叫塔西，他怎么样形容尼禄王他对待基督徒的做法
？Before killing the Christians, Nero used to amuse the people.
他在杀基督徒之前呢，他把基督徒拿来先娱乐一下。
Some were dressed in furs to be killed by dogs.
有一些呢穿着野兽的皮毛，所以可以让那个狗把他们咬。
Others were crucified.
有一些的就钉了十字架。
Still others were set on the fire early in the night so that they might illuminate it.
有一些基督徒甚至于呢被点火烧起在晚上的时候，所以他们可以照亮。
To say the least, Emperor Nero did not share the Christian values of the Apostle Paul.
那所以最轻程度的来讲呢，尼禄王他跟使徒保罗这些基督徒的概念呢是很不同的。
And yet the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 13 verses 1 through 4.
但是呢，使徒保罗却是在罗马书里面呢，他这样说。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good.
在罗马书使徒保罗这样说，在上有权柄的人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul says that even non-Christian government authorities are servants of God.
在这里面呢，使徒保罗说，即使是非基督徒的执政掌权者呢，都是神所命的，也是神的用人。
Their authority was actually established by God.
所以他们的职位呢，是神所命令、所设定的。
So to the Apostle Paul, that meant that not only was the Roman soldier a servant of God, but it also meant that Nero was a servant of God.
所以这样子来讲呢，对于使徒保罗来说，不光是罗马的这些士兵，他这些兵丁是神的用人，连这个尼禄王都是神的用人。
To us American, to those of us who are American citizens, it means that not only is the local policewoman a servant of God, but it also means that President Obama and Governor Romney are servants of God.
所以对于美国公民来讲呢，不光是我们这个城市里面的这些警察先生小姐们都是神的用人，连奥巴马总统或者是 Romney 州长都是神的用人。
If you are a citizen of a different country, it means that your government authorities are servants of God.
所以如果你是其他国家的公民的话呢，这也代表你自己国家的这些执政掌权者呢都是神的用人。
Sometimes it's pretty hard to believe that our governing authorities are actually servants of God because they don't really act like servants of God.
所以常常呢，我们觉得说我们的执政掌权者一点都不像是神的用人，因为他们所作所为就不像是神的用人。
But consider the alternative.
但是我们想想，如果不是这样的话，情况相反的话呢
？If God had not placed people in government governing positions.There would be total anarchy.
那如果你想相反的话，如果神没有设立这些执政掌权的职位的话呢，那这整个地方是没有人管的。
A few years ago, a little old lady came out of a grocery store, and she saw four men getting into her car.
在几年之前呢，有一个老太太，她又矮又小，那她从她那个买菜的超级市场出来的时候，看见四个男人要进入她的车。
So she dropped her grocery bags and she grabbed a pistol out of her purse.
所以呢，他买菜的那个袋子一扔，然后从他的皮包里面呢拿出一个手枪出来。
She pointed the gun at the man and she screamed, get out of my car or I'll blow your brains out.
所以呢，他就拿这个手枪对准了这四个男人，他说：“你们从我的车子里面出来，否则的话，我把你们的脑浆都打得开花。”
So the man immediately scrambled out of the car and ran as fast as they could away from.
四个男人呢，吓得要命，然后赶快连爬带跑，就逃出了这个车。
So trembling, the little old lady packed her grocery sacks in the back seat of her car.
所以这个老太太呢，她也手脚发颤，然后呢，赶快把她的买菜的那个菜袋子啊，都放在她车子的后座。
And she got into the driver's seat and she tried to put her key into the ignition.
所以她坐在驾驶的座位，想要赶快开车，把钥匙放在那个开车的地方。
But for some reason it didn't fit.
但是呢，她就放不进去。
She looked around and she saw that she was actually in the wrong car.
所以她看一看呢，原来她上错车了。
Her car, which was the same color and the same make.Was actually four spaces down in the same aisle of the parking lot.
所以原来他的车呢颜色一样，车款也一样，但是呢他停的地方呢是下四个位置。
So she goes to the police station to confess her crime.
所以他就跑去警察局，他赶快自首。
So when she tells the sergeant her story, he just starts laughing hysterically.
但是他刚刚跟警察在讲他自己发生的事情的时候，自己忍不住都笑了。
And he points.To the other end of the room, where four badly shaken men are reporting a carjacking by some crazy Caucasian little old lady.
但是呢，这个警察他也笑，他就说在另外房子的另外一端呢，有四个很害怕的大男人，他们正在那个报案，说有一个小小的美国那个老太太，她呢要抢他们的车。
So,The little old lady apologized and no charges were filed.
所以这个老太太呢，她道了歉了，然后呢，她也没有受到什么处罚。
Now, just think if there were no government authorities.
我们想一想，如果今天是没有执政掌权者的话呢？
The man would not have had anyone to report the carjacking.
这四个男人呢，也没有办法去报案，说有人要抢他的车。
If there were no governing authorities, the little old lady would not have had anyone to confess her guilt.
那如果没有执政掌权者的话，这个老太太她也没有地方去自首。
In fact, if there were no government authorities, the woman probably would have blown the men's brains out first and asked questions later.
事实上呢，如果真的是没有执政掌权者的话呢，这老太太她第一先做的，可能真的是把他们脑袋打了都开花了。然后呢，他才想说他到底做的对不对。
So that's why, even though our government authorities are not perfect, they are still servants of God.
所以呢，虽然我们的执政掌权者不完美，但是呢，他们却是神的用人。
God uses these government authorities so that society will not totally break down.
所以神使用这些执政掌权者，让这个社会呢保持一定的秩序。
So if government authorities are servants of God, how should we treat them?
那如果执政掌权者是神的用人的话，我们怎么样对待他们呢？
We can find the answer to that question by taking a look at the life of the prophet Daniel in Daniel chapter 6.
那我们呢可以找到一些很好的例子，尤其是在但以理这个先知但以理身上呢可以看到，在但以理书第六章。
In his lifetime, the prophet Daniel was actually a citizen of three different earthly kingdoms.
那在但以理的一生呢，他其实呢是三个不同国家的公民。
First was the Judea kingdom during his childhood.
那他年纪小的时候呢是犹大国。
Secondly, the Babylonian kingdom through the majority of his life.
那他大部分的时间呢是在这个巴比伦国的国王时期。
And then the Mede and Persian kingdom.Which was during his senior citizen years.
那在年纪比较老迈的时候呢，他的那个时期呢是马代还有波斯时期。
But no matter which kingdom, Daniel was always a model citizen because he treated his government authorities as if they were servants of God.
但是不论他是在哪一个王朝的时候呢，他都是一个模范公民。因为他对待这些执政掌权者就如同对待神的用人一样。
So if we want to please God by treating government authorities like servants of God, we should follow the example of Daniel.
如果我们愿意讨神的喜悦，然后对待我们的执政掌权者，就如同对待神的用人的话呢，我们就必须学习但以理的这个模范。
In Daniel chapter 6, we can discover six things that Daniel did to treat his governing authorities like servants of God.
所以在但以理书第六章呢，有六件事情我们可以看到，也可以学习怎么样对待执政掌权者。
But before we take a look at these six things, let's take a look at some background on Daniel chapter 6.
所以但是我们在看这个第六章之前呢，我们先看看但以理他的背景是怎么样。
In Daniel chapter 6, King Darius is the king of the Medes and the Persians.
在这个第六章呢，这个 king Darius， 这个Darius 这个 king 呢，他是在这个马代跟波斯王朝的国王。
And in chapter 5, we discovered that King Darius and the Medes and the Persians came into power when they conquered King Belshazzar.And the Babylonian kingdom.
King Darius 就是这个大力乌王哈，他呢是取代了这个这个伯沙沙王，他是这个巴比伦国的国王。
And when King Darius conquered the Medes and the Persians, he also captured the prophet Daniel.
所以当大力乌王他这个打败了这个巴比伦国王的时候呢，他也捕捉了这个先知但以理。
But King Darius does not kill Daniel, and he doesn't even put him in prison.
但是大力乌王呢，他没有把但以理杀了，他也没有把他下了监狱。
Instead, King Darius actually appoints Daniel to be one of the three top administrators who would oversee all the other government leaders.
但是他不但没有把他加害于他呢，他反而让但以理呢成为这个总督，是有很高的地位的。
And King Darius had a very good reason for that.
大力乌王这样做呢是有他的原因的。
Yeah, your Bibles take a look at Daniel chapter 6 verse 3.
我们如果看看但以理书第六章第三节就知道。
Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps.By his exceptional qualities, that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom.
因之但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总督、总长跟总督。王又想立他治理通国。
King Darius appointed Daniel to oversee his whole kingdom because Daniel had pursued excellence in his civic duties.
所以大力乌王呢，他之所以想要立但以理成为治理他整个国家呢，是因为但以理他在他成为公民的时候呢，他就有卓越的表现。
You see, Daniel knew that Darius was a servant of God, and so he did his best for Darius, and Darius, as a result, was very impressed.
因为但以理呢，他知道大力乌王他是神所用的用人，所以呢，他是极力的在大力乌王手下的这个认真的做他的事。所以呢，大力王也非常的对他非常好的印象。
In the same way, if we are going to treat government authorities like servants of God, we should pursue excellence in our civic duties.
所以呢，我们相同的，如果我们要对待我们的执政掌权者，就像对待神的用人的时候呢，我们也必须在我们公民该做的事情上面呢，要做有卓越，要有卓越的表现。
As the Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians 3:23-24.Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
所以在哥罗西书三章二三二四节这样说，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。
We are not always particularly happy about the policies of our government authorities.
所以呢，我们并不一定常常呢都喜欢我们执政掌权者所定的这些律法。
And when that happens, it's easy to respond with passive aggressiveness.
所以呢，当这个事情发生的时候，我们常常呢就会被动的表现我们这个侵略性。
It's easy to become apathetic and lazy.
或者是常常呢对这些事情就漠视，或者你非常的懒散。
It's easy to think to yourself, man, I'm not going to put in my best effort for my country because it's run by a bunch of bums.
你常常会想说，哎，我才不要好好的在我该做的事情上做呢，因为我这个执政掌权者都是没用的人。
But no matter how bad our governments are, we should pursue excellence in our civic duties.
但是我们要知道，不论我们的执政者他是啊怎么样的不好，我们必须在我们该做的事情上呢，都要有卓越的表现。
Because when we do, we're actually serving the Lord.
因为我们在做这个的时候，我们是做给神看的。
And that means that we should investigate the issues in every election and vote wisely.
所以呢，这就表示，就是也代表说，我们在每一个议题上面呢，都必须要仔细的考虑。所以在我们投票的时候呢，必须要有智慧的投票。
For example, we should investigate what a candidate's stance is on issues like the right to life for unborn children, what he thinks about traditional marriage, and what he thinks about caring for the needy.
所以呢，我们在一些比较争议性的话题上面，譬如说要保护这些未出生的婴孩的这些这个议题上，或者是这个啊这个同性结婚的这个议题，甚至于是关于一些有帮助有需要人的这些议题上面呢，我们必须仔细的查考。
Means that we should volunteer for organizations that make our country a better country.
那相同的，我们也必须呢，要自愿的在一些啊一些机构上面呢，来帮助我们的国家成为一个更好的国家。
Part of that means that we get involved in our local church because if our local church becomes better, it's going to make our country better too.
所以其中一部分呢，也代表我们必须要在我们自己的教会当中呢，努力的啊这个服侍，因为如果我们教会是一个更好的教会的话，我们的国家就会是一个更好的国家。
It could also mean getting involved in secular organizations that help make the country better, like civic clubs or schools.
啊，所以呢，这个也代表了在这个世俗上面这些机构上面呢，我们也要尽力的参与。
And pursuing excellence in our civic duties also means that we work hard at our job to increase the gross national product.
所以呢，我们做一个好的公民的话呢，也代表我们努力的在自己的工作岗位上呢，努力的工作，所以全国的这个总产值呢，也可以增加。
Do you pursue excellence in your civic duties?
你在你自己公民的这个责任上面，你有追求卓越吗
？Whether you end up living in the United States of America or in another country, you should ask yourself, if everybody in my country worked as hard as I do.Would my country be better, or would my country be worse?
所以不论你是住在美国，或是以后要住在其他的国家，你都必须要问你自己说：如果全国的人工作的态度都跟我一样的话，那这个国家会更好还是更差？
As you can imagine, Daniel's fellow government leaders were not exactly thrilled that Daniel had been promoted over them.
我们也可以想象呢，这个但尼跟他一起治理。这个国家的这些其他的执政掌权者呢，他们看到但以理被升职到他们之上呢，他们心里一定不是滋味。
After all, Daniel did not grow up in the kingdom of the Medes and Persians.
因为呢，但以理他不是在马代跟波斯的这个国家出生。
King Darius and the Medes and the Persians had actually invaded Daniel's country, and it just seemed wrong that a foreigner.Would be given so much authority.
所以因为呢，大力乌王其实他才刚刚灭了这颗但以理的国家，然后把他抓过来。所以呢，对这个大力王的国民来说呢，实在是有点奇怪，让一个外国人来成为他们国家的执政掌权者。
It would be like as if President Obama would appoint a North Korean to be the Secretary of State of the United States.
所以就好像说，奥巴马总统呢，他指派了一个北韩的人来当美国的国务卿。
And so Daniel's fellow leaders made a plan to bring him down.
所以呢，但以理跟他一起执政掌权的人呢，他们就聚在一块呢，要计划谋害他。
Let's read verses 4-5. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel and his conduct of.Government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God.
所以我们在但以理书四这个六章四到五节，我们就可以看到他说，那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说，我们要找参这但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中，就找不到。
The leaders try to find a skeleton in Daniel's closet.
所以呢，这些这个其他的执政掌权者，他们想要找出但以理的把柄。
But they could not find any.
但是他们找不到。
And it was because of Daniel's there was no corruption and no negligence.
因为呢，在但以理当中，他们找不到毫无这个错误跟他的过失。
Wouldn't it be great if there would be people in this room who would become a government authorities and they could say there was no corruption or no negligence?
如果我们在这个会众当中找到一个人，他呢成为执政掌权者，而且我们在他当中呢找到毫无错误跟过失的话，是不是一个很美好的事情？
Daniel never rode his chariot through a red light.
Daniel 骑马车的时候呢，他也不闯红灯。
Daniel is basically beyond a reproach.
那他呢，真的是毫无指责。
So the second way to treat a government authorities like servants of God is to obey their rules.
所以呢，第二个啊，这个对待执政掌权者，好像对待神的用人的方式呢，就是要遵守他们的律法。
That means that we stop at red lights.
所以就是说呢，红灯的时候我们就停。
Means that we drive the same speed whether we see a policeman or not.
也就是说呢，不管有没有警察在，我们开车速度都是一样。
Means that we fill out our tax forms honestly and we pay them off.
那也就是说，当我们在填报税的时候呢，诚实的报税，该付税就付税。
It means that we do not violate copyright laws or download anything illegally from the our computers.
也就是我们尊重这个不要做盗版的事情。
So if we have been breaking any of these laws, we should stop it.
那也就是说，如果我们曾经犯过其中任何一项法律的话呢，我们就必须要停止再做。
If we have failed to pay our taxes, we should actually pay our back taxes with interest.
那如果你没有付税的话呢，你需要付而没有付的话，你必须赶快补缴。
There's a story about the IRS getting a letter that said,Here's $1,000 I owe in back taxes.
这个美国的这个税务局呢，有一次收到一封信，他写说呢，这里我要付1000块，这个是我之前不该付的税没付，现在我补缴。
If I still feel guilty, I'll send you the other $1,000 that I owe.
那如果呢，我这样还是觉得有点罪恶感的话呢，我再把我另外还欠人的1000块呢，下次再补上。
Somebody tried to.Dig up some dirt about you, would they have to say, we will never find any basis for charges against this person unless it has something to do with the law of his God.
所以如果有人呢想要找你的茬的话呢，他们希望他们能够说，我们实在是没有办法找到这个人的任何的过失，除非呢是在他的神的律法里面，否则我找不到。
And so Daniel's enemies came up with a plan to bring Daniel down.
所以这个但以理他的敌人呢，他们就有一个计划，想要呢把但以理扯下来。
They convinced Darius to make a law that said for 30 days nobody could pray to any god except for Darius.
他们就跑去跟大力物王讲了说，在这个30天之内，没有人呢可以向任何其他的王来敬拜，除了对大力物王敬拜之外。
And the penalty for those who disobeyed that law was that they would be thrown into a den of lions.
那这个如果犯了这项法律的话呢，这个代价就是要被丢在狮子笼里面。
The idea stroked Darius' ego.
那这个呢，让大力王这个自大的心呢，觉得很满足。
So he signed it into law.
所以呢，他就签了这项法律了。
Can you imagine getting eaten up by a bunch of lions?
你可以想象被一群狮子吞咬的时候是什么感觉吗？
Imagine the horror of having one of your arms chomped off and seeing the blood just squirt out on the ground.
所以你想象呢，让你的手臂呢被狮子咬掉，然后那个血就这样喷出来。
Can you imagine the excruciating pain?
你想象那样可怕的痛吗？
When I was a boy, I had a stray cat ran up my leg, grabbed a hold of my arm, and just started chomping down on it.
那当我小的时候呢，路边有一个那个流浪猫，它有一次就爬到我的腿上，跳上我的手臂，然后就咬我的手。
To this day, I still have scars on my arm.
一直到现在呢，我手上都还有那个咬痕。
That hurt a lot, but that doesn't hurt nearly as much as a lion chomping on your arm.
那个感觉呢，非常的痛，但是我想呢，跟狮子咬的那个痛比起来就微不足道。
So how does Daniel respond to this new law?
所以当但以他怎么样啊？这个对这个法律有怎么样反应呢
？He could have obeyed the law and stopped praying.
他可以遵守这项法律，然后他就不祷告了。
After all, it was only 30 days.
因为想想，反正就30天嘛。
Or he could have disobeyed the law and secretly prayed when nobody was watching.
那或者是呢，他也可以的不冒犯这个法律，然后躲起来偷偷的祷告。
Well, let's take a look at what Daniel does in verse 10.
我们看在第十节看到啊，但以理他是怎么做的。
Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his home, his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Daniel knew that as a believer, it would be wrong to stop praying.
因为但以理知道，身为基督徒，他如果不祷告就不对。
And he knew that as a high-level leader, if he stopped publicly praying.It would appear as if he was condoning this unjust law.
他知道呢，如果说身为是一个是一个高官，如果说他在众人面前他不祷告的话呢，就告诉大家说啊，我是认可这个法律的。
And so as soon as he heard about the new law, he went back home. He swung open the windows so that everybody could watch him as he prayed to his God.
所以当他知道了是像这个法律之后呢，他做的是他马上就回家到楼上去，把窗子都打开。所以呢，当他祷告的时候，大家都看得见。
Perhaps you're saying, "Hey, I thought that government authorities are servants of God, and so we should obey them."
那我知道有人说，你刚刚不是才说吗？这些执政掌权者是神的用人，我们应该要尊重，我们要服从他们啊。
But take a look at Acts chapter 5 verse 29.
但是呢，我们如果看《使徒行传》五章二十九节这样说
：Peter and the apostles were commanded by the Jewish authorities not to preach the gospel.
因为彼得跟众使徒呢，被这个犹太的这个高官呢说，你们不可以再传福音了。
But they did anyway.
但他们还是继续传福音。
So the Jewish authorities confronted them about their behavior.
所以这个犹太人的执政掌权者呢，他们就要来对付他们这些行为。
So take a look at what Peter said in Acts chapter 5 verse 29.
那我们看看呢，彼得他是怎么样反应。
We must obey God rather than man.
他说我们顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
In other words, like Daniel, Peter saw God as a higher authority than the government authorities.
那也就是说呢，彼得就像但以理一样，他们两个都是看神的律法高过人的律法。
So he knew that if the government rules contradicted God's rules, he should obey God's rules instead of the government's rules.
所以他们知道说，如果人的律法跟神的律法有抵触的话呢，你必须要遵从神的律法，不是人的律法。
You see, it's more important to obey God than a servant of God.
所以我们知道说，我们顺从神是比顺从神的用人还要重要。
In the same way, if we are going to treat government authorities like servants of God, the third thing we need to do is disobey their rules if they contradict God's rules.
所以我们就知道，第三样我们要注意的就是，如果我们要这个对待。执政掌权者如同对待神的用人的话，那当他们的律法跟神的律法有抵触的时候，我们要遵从的是神的律法。
See, sometimes civil disobedience is the Christian's duty.
所以有时候呢，在我们作为公民的责任上面，我们不顺从是我们的责任。
Would you still pray three times a day if it became outlawed?
那如果现在的法律说你不可以祷告的话，你还会一天三次祷告吗？
Are you praying three times a day even though it's not outlawed?
那甚至于像现在根本就没有人禁止你，你一天祷告三次吗？
Now there are some communist or there's some Islamic countries where Christians are imprisoned, treated, or even killed if they meet together to worship God.
我们知道说在很多共产国家或甚至回家国家、基督徒他们如果、向神祷告的话呢，他们受到逼迫了。
And someday it may become illegal to do that in America.
那说不定有一天在美国、这个也变成是一个犯法的事情。
But we must obey God rather than man.
但是我们必须要顺从神，不是顺从人。
In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, we read that Daniel kept up his habit of praying.
在但以理书六章十节，我们知道但以理呢，他继续、保持他祷告的习惯。
We don't know exactly what、Daniel prayed for, but I bet that he was praying for Darius and for the kings of、the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
那、我不知道但以理真正祷告的内容是什么，但是我知道他肯定有为大力乌王祷告，也为其他的国王祷告。
Bible commands us to pray for our government authorities.
因为圣经要我们为、执政掌权者祷告。
You see, if we are going to treat government authorities like servants of God, the fourth thing that we need to do is to pray for our government authorities.
对，就是说我们、第四样事情我们要注意的，如果我们要对待执政掌权者如同对待神的用人的话呢，我们就必须要为他们祷告。
Do you spend more time complaining about your government authorities or praying for your government authorities?
所以你觉得你是花比较多时间在批评你的政府呢，还是你花比较多时间在为他们祷告呢？
Daniel's jealous enemies caught Daniel praying, so they tattled on him to Darius.
那这个但以理他的他的敌人发现了但以理继续祷告的时候呢，他赶快跑去跟大力乌王告密。
They reminded King Darius that he could not back out of his word.
然后这是他的敌人呢，跟大力乌王讲说，你已经颁布定这个法律了，你不可以反悔。
King Darius tried to find a loophole in his law so that he could actually save Daniel.
但是因为大力乌王他很想要看看这个法律有没有什么漏洞，所以他可以让但以理不受到惩罚。
But there was no loophole, and so Darius had no choice but to send Daniel to the lion's den.
但是呢，他找不到这个法律有什么漏洞，所以他只好呢，要把但以理送到狮子栏里面去。
So let's pick up the story in verse 16.
我们在十六节呢，继续看这个故事。
So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you continually serve, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of the nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep.
所以十六到十七节这样说，王下令人就把但以理带来扔在狮子坑中。王对但以理说，你所常侍奉的神，他必救你。有人搬石头放在坑口，王用自己的血和大臣的印封闭那坑，便惩办但以理。对不起啊，使惩办但以理的事毫无更改。王回宫，终夜进食，无人拿起乐器到他面前，并且睡不着觉。
Darius truly regretted his foolish law because he knew that Daniel was a good man and he did not want to lose a good man from his leadership.
大力乌王呢，他真的后悔了，他办了这个法律真的很愚蠢，因为他知道但以理他是一个好人，他实在是不希望损失这么好的这个首长。
Now let's pick up the story in verse 19.
所以接下来我们在十九节继续看这故事。
At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried into the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you have continually been serving, able to rescue you from the lions?"
次日黎明，王就起来， 急忙往狮子坑那里去，临近坑边哀声呼叫但以理，对但以理说，永生神的仆人但以理啊，你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？
King Darius held his breath, and then he heard Daniel cry out in verse 21, O King, live forever.
这个大利乌王呢，他就守在这个坑旁边，然后他听到但以理跟他说话了，他说，愿王万岁。
Now, can you imagine if you were Daniel?
你可以想想，如果你是但以理的话，是怎么样呢？
The night before, the king was responsible for throwing you into a den of lions.
昨天这个同一个王呢，才把你扔到狮子坑里面去。
Don't you think you would have said something like, "I'm alive, but no thanks to you, you stupid, egotistical king"?
那你想，如果你是但以理，你可能说，对，我是活着，但是你这个自大狂，才跟你没关系呢。
Yet Daniel honors the king by wishing him, that he would live forever.
但是但以理没这样做，他反而尊重他的王，说愿王万岁。
You see, Daniel knew that he needed to honor Darius because King Darius was a servant of the Lord.
因为但以理知道说他必须要尊重这个执政掌权者，因为他是神的用人。
That's why if we're going to treat government authorities like servants of God, the fifth thing that we need to do is to honor them.
所以也就是说，如果我们对待我们的执政掌权者如同对待神的用人的话呢，第五件我们要做的事就是要尊重他们。
I'm concerned how disrespectful some Christians are to our presidents.
那我自己觉得呢，有一些基督徒对我们的总统呢不是很尊重。
Many young Christians did not like how President George W. Bush had sent the troops to Iraq.
那有一些年轻的基督徒呢，他们不喜欢当这个George W. Bush 他送他军事侵犯这个伊朗的时候，伊拉克的时候。
Disrespectful things were said about him, and jokes were made about him.
所以他们常常说一些不尊重的这个批评，然后常常说开一些不尊重的笑话。
As I mentioned to you before, I have strong disagreements about President Obama's pro-choice stances.
那我刚刚也说过了，我个人很不同意奥巴马总统他对于这个堕胎的事情的这个态度。
And yet, as Christians, we're still told to honor our government authorities.
但是基督徒必须还是要尊重我们的执政掌权者。
Because they are servants of God.
因为他们是神的用人。
So what happened to Daniel? Let's pick up the story in verse 21.
那接下来我们在21节看看这个故事接下来怎么样。
Daniel answered, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lion. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Now, nor have I done any wrong before you, O king. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God.
但以理对王说，愿王万岁，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我，因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无伤损，因为信靠他的神。
You might say, well, the only reason why Daniel wasn't eaten up by the lions was because the lions were tame, or maybe they just were not very hungry.
那有些人说，哎呀，但以理没有被狮子吃了，是因为这些狮子他们很乖，或者是呢，他们根本就肚子不饿。
But take a look at verse 24.
但是我们看第二十四节怎么说。
At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children.Before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones.
在第二十四节说，王下令，人就把那些控告但以理的人，连他们的妻子儿女都带来，扔在狮子坑中。他们还没有到坑底，狮子就抓住他们，咬碎他们的骨头。
The Lord had closed the mouth of the lions because Daniel had treated Darius like a servant of God.
神他封住狮子的口，是因为但以理他他。对待他的执政掌权者，就像对待神的用人一样。
But the Lord opened the mouths of the lion when Daniel's enemies were thrown in, because they had failed to treat Daniel like a servant of God.
但是但以理的敌人在扔到狮子坑里面去的时候，神开了狮子的口，因为 他的敌人，他没有对待但以理好像对待神的用人一样。
What do you need to do to start treating your government authorities like servants of God?
所以我们在对待我们的执政掌权者，你想要对待他们像对待神的仆人一样的时候，要做什么呢？
Some of you may need to start pursuing excellence in your civil duties by voting correctly or by volunteering for an organization that helps your country become a better country.
有一些呢，必须要在你自己对公民的责任上面呢要尽责，所以你必须要好好的去投票，或者是参加这个一些组织，能够让你的国家成为更好的国家。
Some of you may need to stop cheating on your taxes or breaking traffic rules.
那有一些人呢，可能就要在停止啊，在这个报税的当中呢，不要作弊。那在你那个开车的时候呢，也不要冒犯交通规则。
Some of you may need to start praying more for your president or for your government authority.
那有一些人呢，他需要做的是要为你的执政掌权者来祷告。
Some of you may need to stop making jokes about George W. Bush or President Obama or Governor Romney.
那对于一些其他人来讲呢，他们必须要做，就是要停止讥笑或者讽刺啊，这个布什总统，或者是奥巴马总统，或者是 Romney 州长。
You know, during the first century, government authorities actually sent out a rumor that Christians were cannibals.
那你知道，在第一世纪的时候呢，这些执政掌权者有时候甚至散播一些谣言，说基督徒呢，他们是吃人的。
It's because they said that when they got together, they ate the flesh and they drank the blood of their leader.
因为他们说，当基督徒聚在一块的时候呢，他们吃主耶稣的肉，喝主耶稣的血。
In a sense, they were right because that's what we do in communion.
这个在某种角度来看呢，是好像是对的，因为我们呢在圣餐的时候就是如此行。
We're doing this symbolically, but it is true that we live.We are nourished because Jesus sacrificed His life for us.
但是呢，在象征性上面呢，这个是对的，因为我们因为主耶稣基督他的血跟肉牺牲的缘故，我们才有这个营养，才得以成长。
And as we take of the communion, we should be grateful for what Jesus did for us.
所以当我们在一起享用圣餐的时候呢，我们必须要感恩神。跟耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
And we should spend time in quiet reflection to see if there is any sin in our life that we need to confess to God.
我也必须要安静的在我们自己里面反省，看看在我们里面有没有犯罪冒犯神的事情没有。
Maybe it's the sin of not treating your government authority like a servant of God.
有可能你犯罪了，因为你没有对待你的执政掌权者就像对待神的仆人一样。
And so right now we're going to ask some of the leaders of our church to come forward and they're going to be passing out the elements. And while we wait for the bread, we're not going to sing. We're just going to spend some time reflecting on our hearts and asking God to point out those areas of sin in our lives.
所以当服侍饼杯的弟兄里面上来的时候给我们饼跟杯的时候呢，我们不唱诗歌，但是希望我们有一些安静的时间，我们反省自己的里面，看看我们的里面有没有犯罪没有。
And if there is sin, that we confess that sin.
如果你神透过圣灵给你感动，让你发现自己的罪的时候，让我们能够悔改认罪。